can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Board American English Express. I'm your host, Wanda. 早上好，美早的各位小伙伴们，欢迎大家如约走进今天的美语早班车。我是你们的主播 Wanda。我们在今天呢要跟大家分享到的词汇啊，是关于 mop, M-O-P, mop 和 floor, F-L-O-O-R, floor 的相关的英文表达。所以呢，我们接下来会带着大家继续呢去了解词汇背后的奥秘。好了，那接下来呢，我们开始我们今天的词汇讲解。我们在小学阶段呢曾经接触过两个词，一个是 mop, M-O-P, mop, 一个是 floor, F-L-O-O-R, floor。 我们都知道 mop 这个词啊，它作为名词来讲的是拖把的意思，那作为动词来讲的是拖地，那 floor 的意思啊是地板。接下来呢，我们就跟大家分享几个关于 mop 和 floor 的英文表达。首先呢，我们来看到的呢是第一个 mop the floor withMop the floor with. 刚才讲到呢 ,mop 是拖地，而 floor 呢是地板。那 mop the floor with, 直译呢则是用什么什么来拖地。但其实呢它还是可以啊表示彻底击败的意思。所以我们来看两个例子。The first one is, a team as good as ours should be able to mop the floor with any competitors. A team as good as ours should be able to mop the floor with any competitors.这句话当中我们出现到了一个 as good as, 这是一个原级比较啊，它的意思是和什么什么样好。 A team as good as ours, 我们用到了一个名词性物主代词，它的意思是什么？和我们队伍一样好的呢，就是像我们这样好的一个队伍，应该具备 should be able to, 应该具备一种能力，什么样的能力呢？ mop the floor with any competitors。 刚才我们讲到 mop the floor with 表示的是什么呀？不是用什么什么来拖地的意思，而是什么彻底击败的意思。所以 mop the floor withAny competitors, 它表示的是击败任何竞争者、竞争对手的意思。所以 a team as good as ours should be able to mop the floor with any competitors. 它的意思是，像我们这样好的一个队伍啊，应该能干嘛呀？击败任何的这个竞争者。OK, 这是我们跟大家分享到的第一个例子。And number two, don't worry, you can mop the floor with him. Don't worry, you can mop the floor with him. 这句话的意思啊，就是你不要担心，你是可以战胜他的，你是可以击败他的。所以呢，在这个英文表达当中，我们了解到了，哦，原来 mop the floor with, 除了直译的用什么什么来拖地的意思，还有一个英文表达就是彻底击败。所以大家一定要记下来哦。OK, number two, 我们接下来看到的是第二个英文表达 getting on the ground floor, getting on the ground floor. 这句话当中啊，很多同学可能会觉得，哎，为什么在这个英文表达当中我们出现到了两个表示地面的词，一个是 ground, 一个是 floor, 其实这是一个习语啊。然后呢，我们从例子当中去体会一下它到底是什么意思。Getting on the ground floor, 它表示的是什么？ground 在这里其实我们不把它理解为什么地面，而是把它理解为什么优势地位的意思。所以这个英文表达的意思是取得优势地位，取得优势地位。我们来看一个英文的例子啊。A supplier wants to get in on the ground floor and grow with a business.A supplier wants to get in on the ground floor and grow with a business. 这句话当中出现到了一个词是 supplier 主语部分啊。Supplier 是什么意思呢？它有一个词根就是 supply, S-U-P-P-L-Y, 它的意思呢是供应的意思。那么变成一个名词呢，就把它变成什么？供应商。一个供应商想干嘛呢？ Get in on the ground, 取得优势地位，从一开始呢就占据有利的地位，进入到这个生意当中，并且 grow with a business, 随着这个生意的不断扩大而不断发展。所以 a supplier wants to get in on the ground floor and grow with a business, 它表示的意思就是一个供应商想一开始就加入，并随着生意的不断扩大而不断发展。所以我们了解了，原来 getting on the ground floor 表示的是什么？取得优势地位，而且是从一开始的时候哦。然后我们来看第二个例子。To getting on the ground floor of a great venture and make some money. 这个句子当中出现到了一个词大家可能不认识，就是 venture, V-E-N-T-U-R-E, 它的意思是事业的意思。那么 great venture 就表示的是伟大事业。 所以 to getting the ground floor of a great venture 表示的是什么呀？从一开始呢就参与到一项伟大的事业当中啊，这个并且要干嘛呢？ And make some money， 目的是要干嘛？赚一些钱啊。所以我们就了解这个例子了。好了，这是我们跟大家分享到的第二个英文表达。那接下来我们来看第三个英文表达，就是 build from the ground up。Build from the ground up， 很多小伙伴啊都知道 from the ground up 是从头开始的意思。那么 build from the ground up 不仅仅有从头开始建造的意思，它还其实可以引申为什么白手起家，从头开始的意思。所以我们来看两个例子。 The first one is All you can do is to build from the ground up. All you can do is to build from the ground up.这句话的意思就是你唯一能做的事情啊就是什么，从头开始白手起家啊，别无选择。那接下来我们来看第二个例子， build something from the ground up no matter how small， build something from the ground up no matter how small。 这句话我们先去看后半部分， no matter how small， no matter how 我们都知道它的意思是无论怎样，无论多么的小，我们都要干嘛呀， build something from the ground up， 尝试着去干嘛，从头做起，从头开始。那这就是这句话的意思了。好了，这是我们今天跟大家分享到的第三个英文表达，也是关于地面的， build from the ground up， build from the ground up， 白手起家，大家一定要记好哦。 OK， 我们来看第四个， lose ground， lose ground。我们在很早的就学过 lose 这个词， L-O-S-E， 它的意思是失去失掉的意思。然后呢很多同学会说，哎，这个 lose ground 是什么意思呢？难道像我们曾经学过的 lose one's way 表示的是迷路吗？因为这 ground 也表示地面的意思。其实呢刚才我们一直有在跟大家分享，其实 ground 更多表示的是什么，优势和地位。所以 lose ground 的这个英文表达非常形象的就体现出了失掉这个优势，失掉这个地位。所以 lose ground 呢就表示的含义是什么，落后，失去它的优势。我们从例子当中去体会一下。We are losing ground to opposite team in the basketball match. We are losing ground to opposite team in the basketball match. 它的意思是什么？我们在篮球比赛中落后于对手了。句子当中我们用到了一个 opposite team. Opposite 本身表示的是什么？反对的啊，反对的组，那就是这个相对的，这个就是这个对手的这个队伍。所以 We are losing ground to opposite team in the basketball match， 它的意思是我们在篮球比赛中落后对手了。 OK， 我们再来看一个英文表达，就是 If America does not regroup in the next 5 years， they will lose ground on China. If America does not regroup in the next 5 years， they will lose ground on China。这里面出现到了一个词，就是 regroup， R-E-G-R-O-U-P， 它的意思是重新组织的意思。这句话想表示的意思啊，就我们用到一个一引导的条件状语从句去表达它的意思。如果美国在今后的5年啊，不去重新重振旗鼓，他们会被中国超越的。If America does not regroup in the next 5 years, they will lose ground on China. 他可能就会失去他世界头号霸主的这个地位了，是不是啊？所以这是我们今天跟大家分享到的一些英文表达，我们再次去带着大家去回顾一下。So the first one is mop the floorways, mop the floorways. A team as good as ours should be able to mop the floor with any competitors.A team as good as ours should be able to mop the floor with any competitors. Number two, don't worry, you can mop the floor with him. Don't worry, you can mop the floor with him. And number two, get in on the ground floor. Get in on the ground floor. A supplier wants to get in on the ground floor and grow with a business.A supplier wants to get in on the ground floor and grow with a business. To get in on the ground floor of a great venture and make some money. To get in on the ground floor of a great venture and make some money. Number three, build from the ground up. Build from the ground up. All you can do is to build from the ground up. All you can do is to build from the ground up.Build something from the ground up, no matter how small. Build something from the ground up, no matter how small. And number four, lose ground. Lose ground. We are losing ground to opposite team in the basketball match. We are losing ground to opposite team in the basketball match. If America does not regroup in the next 5 years, they will lose ground on China. If America does not regroup in the next 5 years, they will lose ground on China. Okay, so much for today. See everyone.
Gonna keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna